You are listening to episode 0 on the Circle of Mothers podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Circle of Mothers. I am Linda Tao and I will be your host. This podcast is dedicated to inspiring you to confidently raise your child in a world where parents are bombarded with do's and don'ts. In the podcast, I interview with remarkable mothers from all walks of life who share their parenting experiences, beliefs, strategies, struggles, and triumphs. So let's join together to create an encouraging circle of mothers.
Hi and welcome. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, I will be talking a little bit about myself and the inspiration behind this podcast. I am a mother of two beautiful boys, ages 3 and 5. I also work with a large number of children as an educator. I've spent most of my life around children and youth, but it never occurred to me that my purpose in this lifetime is to influence our children in positive ways. I was not aware I had the power to change the lives of children until I became a mother. The experience I had led me to discover a deep passion to nurture not only my children, but all children to become productive adults who will independently navigate this world. I am a mother, and because of that, I am 100% positive that there are so many parents searching for a manual, which does not exist, to help them raise their children. I have learned that a manual indeed does not exist. But what exists are the amazing mothers and fathers who have influenced their children in multiple ways. It is my goal to gather these parents to have authentic and raw conversations about the ugliness, yet beautiful, graceful, most honorable parts of parenting. I say ugliness because I'd never imagine using my blouse to wipe the gooey yellowish-green boogers streaming down my child's face and then just going on about my days with no care in the world. I say ugliness because sometimes I get tired from a long, stressful day at work, that I come home, cook for my kids, bathe them, and put them in bed, and then I jump into my own bed without taking a shower. But what makes parenting so special is that these ugly moments cannot overshadow the beauty of it. Parenting can be so overwhelming, and more often than not, we questioned our value as a parent. We ask ourselves, am I doing this right? Am I a horrible mother? Am I hurting my child? And before we know it, we go down a deep, dark rabbit hole. My hopes are that this podcast can show you are not alone and you are supported. I hope you are empowered by the journey and stories of the other mothers whom I will interview on this podcast. Together, as we form this circle of mothers, I know with certainty that you will find hope in raising your child. I will leave you with one of my favorite poems. I refer back to this poem whenever I find myself in a rabbit hole because I've questioned my worth as a parent. I hope it will provide you as much peace as it does for me. This poem is titled Your Children by Khalil Gibran. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite. And he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hands be for happiness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves the bow that is stable. Wow, that was beautiful. I hope when you guys have time, you can look up this poem and you read it carefully for yourself. But every time I read this poem, you guys, I feel okay. I feel that everything will be okay. And I hope that it does the same for you. But okay, that is it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and is inspired to join me next week and in the upcoming episodes. I'm so excited for next week because I will be bringing one of our first guests, which I will not talk about yet because I do not want to spoil anything, but I guarantee you will love her as much as I do, and you will learn so many things. To stay up to date with me, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review if you feel inspired to do so. I love you all, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.